Welcome to PWDA News, November 2019, Issue 1. A message from the President. Our board election is now underway. If you were a member as of 5 p.m. on Tuesday, 17th of September, you should have received an email from CorpVote containing your online ballot. Please check your junk mail and deleted items carefully, and if you can't find it, please contact us. You can find more information about the election on our website, including bios of all 22 candidates. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. Votes are rolling in for our board director candidates. The three new directors, democratically chosen by our members, will take up their positions at our annual general meeting on Wednesday, 20th of November. Find out more about the AGM on our website. Members can RSVP online. We attended ACFID's National Conference and presented at a panel called When Disability Rights Movements Lead, Rethinking Approaches to Sustainable Development, along with speakers from Disability Rights Fund, Pacific Disability Forum, and First Peoples Disability Network Australia. The panel explored how disability movements are providing mechanisms for those most affected by poverty and marginalisation to be at the centre of creating change within their communities, countries, and globally. You can read more about our work with the Pacific Disability Forum and International Development on our website. Screenshot of a tweet from @Therese_Sands. That's a wrap. Privileged to have worked with at PWD Australia staff, board and members for over 17 years and with at DPO Australia crew. Huge thanks to @BowdenMatthew13 for sharing it with me. See you around the hashtag disability rights movement. Fist pump emoji. And a picture of Therese and Matthew smiling in front of the People with Disability office sign. This week, we farewelled our outgoing co-CEOs, Matthew Bowden and Therese Sands. President David Abello gave a moving speech about their long history with our organisation, and our new CEO, Jeff Smith, presented them with their own Noonaron paintings as tokens of our collective appreciation for all their hard work. Picture of Matthew and Therese standing in front of a wall holding up two square Aboriginal paintings. We also attended the National Women's Alliances and Disabled People's Organisations Forum in Melbourne to discuss the rights and treatment of women and girls with disability in Australia. Picture of a group of women posing in a room with bright geometric carpet. Some are standing and some are sitting in chairs or on the floor. Have your say. The Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect and Exploitation of People with Disability has released an issues paper on education and learning in advance of the upcoming public hearing on the same topic. The Royal Commission is encouraging responses from individuals and organisations to the issues paper, if possible, by 20th of November 2019, although submissions will be accepted after that date. You can read it and find out how to send in your thoughts on the Royal Commission website. The Productivity Commission draft report on mental health is also available for feedback. It makes a number of significant recommendations, including on the NDIS and the need for stable housing for people with psychosocial disability. You are invited to examine the draft report and to make written submissions by Thursday, 23rd of January, 2020. Do you need help? Call Wayfinder Hub toll-free on 1-800-843-929. Opportunities. We are looking for an information and referral officer to be the first point of contact for anyone calling or emailing our disability housing information line. This is a full-time, 35 hours per week role based in Sydney. PWDA is a proud employer of people with disability, and people with disability are strongly encouraged to apply for this position. We are an EEO employer, and we embrace the diversity of our people, such as diversity in disability, race, cultural background, ethnicity, age, gender identity, sexual orientation, or intersex status. Find out how to apply on our website. Applications close November 7th. Council for Intellectual Disability is recruiting two managers to work across projects that cover rights, information, employment, health, and leadership. If you are committed to improving the lives of people with disability and want to work with an organisation that is led by people with intellectual disability, find out more at Ethical Jobs. Applications close November 4th. Mental Health First Aid Australia is developing a Mental Health First Aid for People with Intellectual Disability course. They are calling for expressions of interest from people with an intellectual disability and their carers, who are interested in sharing their experiences on film. Find out more from Mental Health First Aid Australia. Rebuilding Tomorrow is an anthology of post-apocalyptic fiction with a focus on disabled characters. Submissions are open through January, and accepted authors will be paid 8 cents per word USD. Find out more from 12th Planet Press. Community announcements. Have you faced discrimination as a result of being blind or having low vision and want to find out how to make change? Vision Australia is hosting a free advocacy webinar on November 27th. Find out more or register on their website. Axiom, a reimagined reality, is an art exhibition featuring the works of 50 Melbourne artists in celebration of International Day of People with Disability. The exhibition will explore a future that is accessible through art by people with disability across a range of mediums at the Space at Collins, a contemporary and accessible gallery in Melbourne's CBD. It will be open December 3rd to 6th. The Big Anxiety is a Sydney-based festival that brings together artists, scientists, and communities to question and reimagine the state of mental health in the 21st century. It's on now and runs until 9th of November. You can find accessibility information and a list of events focusing on particular disability and intersectional experiences on their website. Latest disability news. From The Conversation, excluded and refused enrollment report shows illegal practices against students with disabilities in Australian schools. From ABC News, Disability Abuse Royal Commission ready for rush of submissions when public hearings commence. From The Sydney Morning Herald, sad and shocking, Royal Commission delivers aged care report. Sign up for PWDA's Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of the newsletter. You can find us online at pwd.org.au or on Twitter as PWD Australia, Facebook as pwd.australia, and Instagram as PWD Australia. Thanks for listening.